The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A big shout out to some of our pals out there listening, and as I affectionately call those nooks and crannies, all the people at WOGO and KBIZ and WVNJ and WMTM, to name a few across this great country. My pals in Brownwood, Texas at KXYL and so many others, too. I always say that if you see in your backyard somebody that we should salute, in other words, for a daily salute, something that you see that is incredible, somebody who has served the Cub Scouts for 30 years selflessly, giving and giving and giving, even to the point where, yeah, their kids went through and they're long gone, but they're still involved and they're still trying to help out, you know, whatever it might be. So with everything that makes us go crazy these days, we always want to find time to squeeze in the daily salute. If you have a daily salute for us, please send it to me, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I cannot salute what is happening, the no strategy position at this point of the White House when it comes to Iraq. More failed policies and problems, and I suppose an eye on special forces being sent in to help with the military in Iraq and to help with the intelligence there, because it certainly doesn't look like they're going to do any drone action, any bombing at this point. And this is, to me, unbelievable. You look at the Middle East and the direction that the president was taking with the Arab Spring, and the second he stepped into office, and the disasters that ensued backing the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and we saw what happened there. Look at Syria, what a nightmare. Russia gets in there nice and cozy, and where it's almost laughable what that red line, how it was moved all over the place. We will get those units from you. You will give us your poison gas, on your own good time. The situation with Iran trusting the new president, Rouhani, only to find that they're way behind on their timetables and doing what they please, and who knows what's happening with the nuclear aspirations, even though it's supposedly just about power. I don't believe that for a second. And we could go on and on describing all of the chaos in a different way, each region of the Middle East. I call it the checkered checkboard. And whose move is it this time? We've got the Kurds moving in on Baghdad. You have the Sunnis who are trying to do whatever they can besides beheading as many military people that they can find, Iraqi military people. And now you have this sweeping huge problem in a country that we were part of for almost 12 years, teaching, training, diplomatically training, militarily training, doing the same with the police force, setting up roads, fixing things, booting Saddam Hussein. And now look what's happened. Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney decided they were going to do an op-ed piece, because Cheney is the Democrats' target often when it comes to Iraq or other things that have happened invasion-wise, Iraq and Afghanistan. But I think the piece that they put together wasn't so much defensive of things that have happened in the past, but what they talk about is the collapsing of Obama's doctrine, and say that rarely has a U.S. president been so wrong about so many and so much at the expense of so many, saying that Now his rhetoric has come crashing into reality, watching the black-clad ISIS jihadists take territory that was secured by American blood is the final proof, if any were needed, that America's enemies are not decimated. In fact, they're emboldened and on the march. We've talked about that for a long time on America Tonight. It's not folly. It's not fear-mongering. It's not ridiculousness. It's the truth. Look at Fallujah, Tikrit, Mosul, Tel Afar, all those places are now definitely the safest of safe harbors and havens for people who are setting up terror camps and looking at ways that they can more than saber rattle. And now they have the pieces, some of the pieces in place. What a tragedy. And check this out. To me, this is a pretty scary statistic. According to a recent RAND study between 2010 and 2013, there was a 58% increase in the number of jihadist terror groups around the world. And during the same period, the number of terrorists doubled. Yeah, we're in big, 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 big trouble. I mean, if we look at history and we learn anything from history, wishful thinking about who the enemies are, the adversaries are, is dumb. Because, you know, that whole thing about history repeating itself, don't we know that in our own lives? The biggest blunders, letting the same history to come up and bite you over and over again. Certainly it's the same thing when we talk about war. So, do we want to see freedom squeezed from us? No. No, we don't want to see that. Do we really want to have more boots on the ground? Shed more blood and limbs and tears over this? No. We don't want to see that happen. Now, what are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to go with this? There aren't a lot of great options here. There are, in fact, there are no good options in Iraq, and that's the biggest problem. So we sit and wait to see what the strategy is. The president had a meeting today with several members of Congress. I think this was more about appeasement than anything else because of what happened with the Bo Bergdahl situation, where there was no conversation, no notice, no anything, just an action, just a trade. 5 Taliban prisoners from Gitmo for Bo Bergdahl, who was captured by the Taliban and had been with the Taliban for 5 years. So this time around, there were several in Congress who said, oh, no, 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 we're not going to put up with it this time. It's not going to happen. Any thoughts on the latest maneuverings in Iraq? You can certainly send them to me at americatonight.net. Coming up, however, in our next segment, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Boy, overwhelmingly, you are pounding me with some really dumb things that you've done. And I think it's good because we need to laugh. And you're letting us laugh at your expense. That's why you send your stories in. So we're going to read them next on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
As I said, it's so brave of so many of you, and I find it so entertaining. Laughter is the best medicine, isn't it? It's a great cure for all the nonsense that is ricocheting around us. So on that, let's head to Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them,
up.
Do they listen to me?
Right.
Oh, no.
Shut
Ah, that was pure brilliance by our Nathan Reeder. He is the best. So he can never win the lottery because we can't have him lose him. He can't leave the show. So Elise, speaking of the lottery, says, Kate, this is one of the dumbest things that I have ever done. You're not going to believe this. I'm not a big gambler, but just for the heck of it, I bought some scratch-offs. Every once in a while I do it, you know, when I stop at the 7-Eleven on the way home to get gas, and I'm there and I'm looking through the glass container and I see them. So I actually got one of the, I only got one this time, one of the scratch-offs, and I scratched off the scratch-off, and I had won $1,000. I was out of my mind excited. I didn't do it at the counter. I was in my car, drove home, and then when I got home, while I was nuking something, I scratched it off. Well, that was 4 weeks ago. I don't know what I did, but $1,000 is $1,000, sister, and I can't find it. I can't find that scratch-off, and it is driving me crazy. You would think that I lost $1 million. It's insane. I don't know where I put it. I put it in a safe place. Have you ever done that? Oh, yeah. I'm surprised. I don't think we've had anybody that's... We've had people that have lost things, but nobody's called in and said it, called in or wrote us for dumb things to say, which, by the way, you can always call with a dumb thing, too, 855-266-5283, to say that they lost a lottery card, a scratch-off, or the regular Powerball or Mega Millions or whatever they do. Oh, I would be beside myself. Ugh, that would just drive me nuts. $1,000 is $1,000. I don't care if it's $50, whatever it is. Sorry about that, Elise, and I hope that you find your safe place. Wherever that safe place is. Speaking of losing things, now that is a common theme. Bob, listening in Missouri, says, Kate, I laugh so hard when I hear dumb things on the show. I always look so forward to it that I set my alarm on days when I know I have a weird schedule just so I can wake up and make sure I catch it on your show. Here's what I've done, and I've done it so many times, too many times to count, that I always get the insurance, but I have lost my phone. I have lost my phone again and again and again and again. I have no idea how much money I'm into Apple for, because I'm always paying something, even with the insurance. So I never did it with the flip phones. I don't understand. When I had the flip phones, it didn't seem to be as big of a problem. But for some reason, with the iPhone, I think the shape of it or whatever it might be, it ends up on a counter somewhere, falling out of my pocket somewhere, left somewhere, I guess. Every once in a while, I get lucky and I find a phone that I have left. But usually it ends in disaster and I end up getting another one. What can I do? Well, I have a couple of great solutions for that one. First, they have this find a phone thing. So use the find a phone. That's perfect. Get that app and you should be able to find the phone that way. At least Apple could help you do that. The other thing is kind of like the keys. So if you walk into your, it depends. If you always have to have the phone by you, then it's kind of a different situation. But if you have the phone all during the day and then you come into your house, and this is kind of where one of the problems might be, it might not be, he didn't specify, put like a basket at someplace where you put keys and you put phone and just dump that in there, make that the habit. Every day, put that in there. I do that with keys. It's a little basket. It's just on this counter I have. And we both, my husband and I both, put our keys in there. That way there's no hysteria over the keys. We can't find the keys. Oh, my gosh, where are the keys? The keys, keys, keys. Because that was a big problem. And the phone would work as well. Putting the phone there would work. But I think most people, that's the problem. You always have it with you. You go out. It's like a wallet, but you put it down, especially a guy. You put it down on the counter. You put it down when you're eating. And then you forget and you walk away. I've done that. And luckily, they had the phone, so I was able to go back and get it. You know where I left it? I left it at a place that many of you probably have these in your neighborhoods. It's a chain restaurant. It's called Maggiano's. And I was there, and who knows? We were having a grand old time. So much so that I just pushed that phone across the table, and I forgot all about it. But they had it, so when I called up, it was a piece of cake. I was able to get it. I think a lot of people can relate to Bob's. I don't know that that's embarrassing. I think the Elise thing is more upsetting. Well, you know, the phone thing, if it keeps happening, is pretty upsetting. Okay, this next one is from Mark. And Mark says, Kate, I have so many dumb things, and I've heard other people say that they could list them again and again and again and again. This might be one of the dumbest things I did. You know, procrastination is a real killer, and I bet everybody can relate to procrastination in some way. I had windshield wipers that needed to be changed, and it doesn't even cost that much to get windshield wipers. I waited. I mean, they were ridiculous. They made the windows worse. Then we had the most brutal snowstorm ever, and I was stuck at work, and I had to go home. Man, I was white-knuckling it. It was an hour and a half ride for what normally would have been a half an hour. I could not see a thing. Man, I thought I was going to just smack into people. I was rolling down windows. It was the stupidest, dumbest thing I've ever done because I had such a long time to replace them, and I could have pulled into an AutoZone or anywhere and had them done. But by the time the snowstorm came, well, then, of course, it's way too late. Yeah. When something like that happens, as little... I call them little niggly things, things that something with a light and over a garage or something like a taillight on your car or windshield wipers. Well, I've been there, and I actually waited too long one time on a windshield wiper deal too, but not in a snowstorm, and then I got them done, and it was stupid. It was no big deal. It was. When there's something like that, you just got to put it on that to-do list. It's not even a honey-do list. It's just a to-do. Listen, to do, I've just got to go and get those windshield wipers and just do it the second you know it, and then it's over with. I think that's the key to curing procrastination, because that's what procrastination is about anyway. The longer you wait, you just don't get it done. That's it. That's the name of the game. You don't get it done. All right, one last one. This one from John, and John says, Kate, my dumb thing is I had a date come over for dinner. And, you know, it's not, I had all the food ready and prepared and everything else, but I didn't realize that I had an ant problem. So I had made chicken parmesan. It was beautiful. The plate looked good. I put the plates out on my counter. I was getting other things ready, and it got, some of these ants apparently got into the red sauce. By the time I had put the food on the table and I had done the low lighting thing, I had no idea there were ants there, but she certainly did when she cut into the chicken parmesan and there were ants coming out, it seemed like in droves out of the red sauce. Oh, that was really embarrassing, and that was a dumb thing. You know, she never went out with me again. Oh, a little ants, come on, that would be that would be brutal. And, you know, all you have to do there is, whoops, I don't know where that came from, throw it in the trash, take her out to dinner. And she didn't tell us the rest of that story, except for that she wasn't in afterwards, you know, one date and done. But I think that shows you something. If she's done after ants, would she be a partner for the long haul? I don't think so. Thanks, everybody. Stay with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Yeah. Hit it!
Gloria!
My goodness, there's an attack on salt. So don't tell me that we had to go and grab up all the light bulbs we could grab up. So pretty much, I guess I'm going to have to send my husband out on an errand to get as much salt as possible. Would you believe it? We're going to talk about it in just a second with Cheryl Lynn Harlebon. She is the co-chairman of the National Center's Project 21, and she's terrific. We love it when we have her on this show. And Cheryl Lynn, so once again, we're talking about some new sodium guidelines, but is this kind of what we're seeing as a possible prelude to a salt ban?
Yes. So let me just explain for your listeners how it works. So we've got these dietary guidelines, and for the past 6 months, they've been meeting at the FDA, and they're also sort of meeting with high-level people at the Obama administration and in the White House, okay? So we've seen things trickle out. Like, for example, part of the dietary guidelines has been kind of co-opted by this climate change agenda. So now you see that they are pushing for people to eat less meat and more nuts and vegetables. You've heard rumblings about the sugar. You know, they want to reduce the sugar. And we've heard them, you know, sort of whisper about kind of lowering sodium. But actually what happened yesterday is that the FDA commissioner, Margaret Hamburg, said that these new sodium guidelines are pretty imminent. They will be coming out. And the goal here is to just lower the sodium in restaurant prepared and store bought foods. Okay, so let me get to the crux of the issue. So the plan here is to have a blanket recommendation for all Americans. Let me say that again, Kate. All Americans to reduce their sodium levels. Okay. Now there are a number of problems with this. Number one, Kate, I think it's a great idea that people with diabetes and hypertension, black Americans also are at risk for hypertension and diabetes. So for those populations, I wholeheartedly agree that lowering the sodium is a great idea. However, to do a blanket recommendation, Kate, for the entire population is just not sound advice. For example, I'm a mom of two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Salt assists in the development of healthy brains for pregnant mothers, okay? Additionally, iodized salt intake is considered essential to preventing conditions that can lead to mental retardation. Why do we want to tell pregnant women that they're going to have to reduce their sodium intake, okay? Now, another study, which has been often cited by the Institute of Medicine, said that if you're going to reduce salt intake, to further reduce it, you may, in fact, be increasing health risk in certain groups. Why? Because some people who already have lower sodium levels don't need to lower their sodium anymore because that could put them at certain health risk. So the net-net here is that a low-salt diet is simply not recommended for everyone and should never be mandated by a bureaucracy.
Yeah, because it's like the, you know what the whole reason is, and you know this, and it was, your explanation was great as exactly what it is and what's going on. There is no one size fits all.
No.
Correct? I mean, no.
And I gotta tell you, Kate, this kind of stuff makes me very nervous because I feel you've got bureaucrats sitting in windowless offices, okay? And they're coming up with these policies. It's like the fingers going up in the air. They've got various medical studies done by physicians who are experts in hypertension and diabetes and salt intake and all sorts of things. And it's almost like they just disregard it because it doesn't fit their agenda. Their agenda is to, you know, control what people eat, do, the PC police, the food Nazis, the food police, and really, they're just not taking into consideration that a one-size-fits-all prescription simply doesn't work.
Yeah, they should, if they would just watch your, it's like what you said is a great explanation. They're in a windowless office. I pictured the same thing, and they're not out there among the people. Every city's different. Everybody's
demographic.
Demographic.
You know, I mean, think about it. You know, what people eat in Mississippi is probably different than what they eat in California, okay? I mean, it's just, we have a very big country. And here's the other thing. Let me just share with your listeners a little bit about the political side of things. There's this Dr. Sonia Angel, and she's in the administration, and apparently she's the point person on non-communicable diseases. And she recently testified about how the guidelines can turn into specific rules, whatnot. But here's something your listeners may find interesting. Remember when Mayor Michael Bloomberg had that big salt ban?
Yeah.
Turns out Dr. Sonia Angel worked with him in New York and was very instrumental in helping to implement that salt ban. So, you know, once she kind of, you know, did everything at the New York City level, now we find out here she is in Washington, D.C., trying to do the same thing at the national level. And again, Kate, I simply find that very dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like if it was all so easy, it's just like the whole losing weight thing. Well, gee, if
right.
we could all take a certain pill and we would all be the exact size and the perfect weight and have everything in our body the way it should be, you know,
well,
it's like...
And here's the other thing, Kate, is that, you know, this is what industry and restaurants are concerned about, is, you know, sodium serves multiple purposes.
Mm.
It's a preservative. Okay, think mm-hmm. about that. What happens if sodium is not used in certain foods? What about the shelf life? What are you going to do about that? Anybody, have they thought about that, number one? Number two, also, you know, sodium adds taste to foods.
Mm-hmm.
Have they thought about that? All right? I mean, chefs cook with sea salt, all sorts of different types of salt. I mean, it's a major additive that we add to our food. Our food is not going to taste the same, Kate.
No.
You know, have they thought about these things?
Mm-mm. They haven't thought about it. And you said it.
Because you know
sea
why?
Salt.
Because
yeah.
there's some bureaucrat sitting in a windowless office, and this is what they've come up with. They're not paying attention to the Institute of Medicine study. They're not paying attention to chefs. They're not paying attention to industry that says, you know, hey, listen, using sodium helps us increase the shelf life of food, which we use to send around the world, which we use to feed people in our own country. Have they thought about that? Have they thought about the increased cost that's going to create?
Yeah, no, they haven't thought about that. No, no, and you're absolutely right. All you have to do is you start flipping over boxes and looking at, you know, what's there. And if you think salt is so evil, then you take the salt out of it, taste, everything else goes away. But then something else would be put in to replace it, and what's that going to be?
Well, it's the same thing. You know what? Here's the parallel to the trans fat ban, right? So they ban trans fat. Okay, fine, you ban it. But then they didn't think through, what are you going to replace it with? They didn't
yeah.
think through that, Kate, at all.
Yeah.
And the alternatives to trans fat are things that they've decided they didn't want to use from the 1970s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
Absolutely. I agree with you. So what do we do about it? What do we do about it?
Well, you know, this is what I've said to people is that, you know, this is why people need to be engaged all the way at the dog catcher level, okay? Dog catcher all the way up to your state representative, your congressman, your senator, your governor, and president. You know, ask these people where they stand on these policies and tell them how you feel and tell them you want them to represent your interests. Because this is the kind of stuff that can show up in your backyard, in your city, any day. You know, this is what happened to New York City people, right? They looked around, and pretty soon there was a ban on big gulps. There was a ban on salt. I mean, you can't. I mean, these are policies that don't overwhelmingly Americans don't like. But unless you know, articulate that and express your discontent, they just think they can just pass anything. And people
yeah.
really need to be engaged, Kate, and say, you know what? I don't like this policy. And if you support this, I'm not going to support you.
Yeah, I agree. That's what you can't bury your head in the sand anymore. You got to get involved.
No.
Absolutely.
No, because all politics is local. I don't want this kind of stuff coming to my state, my city. And I'm going to let all my representatives know, right on down to dog catcher, these are policies I support. If you support them, I don't support you. And I'm getting my neighbors, my friends, and everybody I know to not support you, too.
Sherilyn, I agree. Perfect way to end this thing. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kate, and thanks to your listeners.
Thanks. You have a great night.
To say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In 1965, this was a sign. Come in, Duke John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag.
We find ourselves again, would you believe it, in that space where we have one segment left in this hour of America Tonight. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? My 12-year-old nephew told me the other day, you can't freeze time. Sometimes we wish we could freeze time. Time, however, for one of my favorite segments that we do, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. All right, Nathan Reeder, our producer/technical guru. How are you, Nathan?
Oh, I am pretty good. How are you, Kate?
I am excellent, my friend.
Okay.
So we start. What would you do if I said I am lousy, Nathan?
Well, I say let's do something about it.
Well, we are. We're going to have some fun.
Exactly.
And I know the listeners like this in the nooks and crannies because I've gotten some notes about it. So check this out. What do you think about playing rugby in the nude? Teams from New Zealand and England have been competing in a nude rugby match in Dunedin, New Zealand. It's been held there every year since 2002. A lot of interesting selfies, let's put it that way.
I'm not surprised they're doing this over in New Zealand. Those kids down under, I'm waiting for Jack to call about this situation. You know, I know he's not a New Zealandite, but... I don't know. I'm going to go with a combination of shredded and bingo because I'm one of those more, you know, we're born with all this stuff and getting a little puritanical with making so many news stories about it is a little, it's a little bit old school for me. But also, yeah, it's still... Still going to poke people a little weird.
It is going to poke people a little bit weird, but I agree with you. I'm not old school at all. I'm all about, well, I'm old school when it comes to some sports and some other things. But I'm going to say, let people breathe and be who they are. So if they want to have fun, they're obviously signing up to play in the nude. If they want to play in the nude, let them play in the nude.
Yeah, baby!
You live once. I mean, Nathan, we don't know when we're taking our last breath. They're not hurting anyone, and it's not like they're doing it in an open park where people have no choice but to look.
Yep.
And maybe some people wouldn't want to look.
Yep.
All right, you're going to love this one. There was, you know, I'm obsessed with sharks. There was a massive great white shark that was most recently spotted 100 miles off the Florida coast in the Gulf of Mexico headed toward Texas. As of June 5th, there was another great white. They named it Betsy, was headed about 140 miles west of Sarasota, Florida. So in August of last August, the researchers from Ocean Reach tagged Catherine off of Massachusetts, Cape Cod, along with a 14-foot long, 2,300-pound shark, Betsy. Every time the shark surfaces, their tag sends signals to a satellite that can help pinpoint their locations, which can be viewed in real time on the Ocean Reach website. So far, each of these sharks has traveled over 1,400 miles. 1,400 miles. So they're saying now that Catherine will be past the mouth of the Mississippi River in a week and is going to enter the waters off Texas not long afterwards if she keeps her current course. 15 feet long, 2,300 pounds. Shredded wow. Bingo or fruits and nuts?
I'm going to have to go just with shred it because those suckers, they move. They move. I mean, 1,400. My George, the studio tech, was just talking about his dad telling those stories of walking 2 miles a day or 2 miles to school and 2 miles back from school all in one day. Those sharks are going to put in all time, I'm sure. 14. You said last August was when they tagged Catherine?
Tagged it, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. 1,400? Oh, yeah. Yeah, summer vacation a year later? Is that how that works? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool, actually. Yeah, it's cool. I'm not a... You know, I like sharks. I like the stories about the sharks, not when they're eating people. But I guess the tagging it is so they can see what the... You know, what their habits are and what's going on with them. So from that perspective, it's kind of cool that they're doing that. Maybe they'll pick up some of the habits and find out a little bit more about feeding and all that kind of thing.
I wonder how close to the surface they need to be for the satellite signal to get picked up.
I wonder, too. I thought the same thing. It's really cool if you go to the website and check it out. It's very, very, very cool to see it. So you don't have to go to a website to check out this story. The senators on the Hill, because they have a lot of time on their hands, were grilling Dr. Oz the other day about the miracle weight loss claims. You know, when you do a television show, which he has the big megaphone doing a TV show, and a lot of people listen to Dr. Oz, some people think he had, like, mega responsibility, because he is a real doctor, and he's actually helped lots of people. People like Dr. Oz. So he gets this show, it explodes. And on his show, Nathan, he talks about green coffee beans as a miracle weight loss kind of thing, right? So Senator Claire McCaskill, who's the chairwoman of the Subcommittee on the Consumer Protection, Product Safety and Insurance Brigade, she was the leader of the panel. She said she looked at it as false advertising for weight loss products, saying that this is really bad, that he says this on his show, and they don't have scientific evidence to back it up, like the green coffee beans. And she says the scientific community is almost monolithic against, like, a Dr. Oz guy in terms of the three products that are called miracles. So she says that this is false hope, that he gives viewers and others who you know, false hope that they can just eat these things and lose weight, and questions his role intentional or not, in perpetrating a scam, that he's a scammer by doing what he's doing. So what do you think? Shred it, bingo, fruits and nuts.
I'm kind of the bingo variety because, you know, someone that has the public's trust needs to show them that they are also not the only one to trust. Do you know what I mean?
So you're saying because he is a doctor, and because a lot of people watch this show, that he has the trust of the public, so there is a little bit of a difference in what he's doing.
There's definitely, there's the responsibility involved with having people's trust. And then there is the representation of him being a scientist to say enough that there might be other products, especially when you're using the content that includes words like miracle and things in a pill form where you can basically sum any of your own personal responsibility for how you live your life down to a task that basically is the same as breathing.
Right, I get what you're saying. And so I think it's kind of a mixed bag. I think it is sort of a shredded because there is a responsibility, and I guess, you know, they know they're tapping into it. If you say anything about miracle drugs, miracle this, miracle that, and people want to lose weight, and you can tell them that they can eat green coffee beans, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to eat green coffee beans.
Yep.
But ultimately, it's personal responsibility. But you still, when you have a big megaphone, so I kind of see what she's saying there. But it's personal responsibility, ultimately, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's true.
All right, so last one, tanning salons are getting a bad rap. A lot of them have been closed. A lot of them that used to cater to younger kids are not allowed to go in there. So here's the answer. Here's the deal. Should tanning salons be completely banned? Because some think scientifically they can prove that too much of the tanning bed in the salons are harmful to your health and could cause skin cancer. That's not completely not. You won't get a lot of scientists to jump on board with that, but there are some that have. Should they be shut down completely?
Well, yeah, just right after you stop selling cigarettes and alcohol. Good luck, guys. Shred that
up. Good answer. Woohoo! I agree. Shred that. Because you cannot police. We go back to the same thing. You can't police people's behavior, what they want to do, if they want to eat a piece of chocolate, if they want to have too much to drink one day or something. I mean, you know, but the rest of their life, they're not. I don't know. I think you got to be careful when you tell people they can't do this and they can't do this. Very nice, Nathan Reeder. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Oh, how much fun was that?
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.